ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 23rd चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 36। भगवान अपि गोविंद तेनैवन्नेन गोपकान् चतुर्विधेनाशयित्वा स्वयं च बुभुजे प्रभु। भगवान् अपि गोविंद तेनैवन्नेन गोपकान् चतुर्विधेनाशित्वा स्वयं च बुभुजे प्रभु। ट्रांसलेशन and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fed the cowherd boys with that food of four varieties. Then the all-powerful Lord Himself partook the preparation. Since there is no purport, we'll move on to the next two verses. The verse number 37, the translation is, thus the Supreme Lord, appearing like a human being to perform His pastimes, imitated the ways of human society. He enjoyed pleasing His cows, cowherd boyfriends, cowherd girlfriends with His beauty, words and action. Verse number 38 says, Brahmanas then came to their senses and began to feel great remorse. They thought, we have sinned, for we have denied the requests of the two lords of the universe, who deceptively appeared as ordinary human beings. Purport. Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram did not try to deceive the Brahmanas. They straightforwardly requested food from them. Rather, the Brahmanas deceived themselves, as indicated by the Sanskrit word Nruvidam bhayo, which means that Krishna and Balaram were bewildering for an ordinary human being who considers them also to be human. Still, because the wise of the Brahmanas were great devotees of the Lord, the foolish Brahmanas received spiritual benefit and finally came to their senses. Om Agyantimirandhasya ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोवृष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं उग्रजातां సహగణారూపనాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం స్వాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాం సహగణలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ భానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద వాసవి గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామికి నను నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేషమునకి పాశ్చాత్య దేశకారిణి హరే కృష్ణ. సో we are speaking from the 10th canto and these are verse number 36, 37 and 38. If you read the translation of these verses, we realize that why one should not read the 10th canto at first place, or why we should read the 9th cantos first and then move on to the 10th canto. The verse number 36, the translation is that Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fed the cowherd boys with that food of four varieties. Then all powerful Lord partook of the preparations. It is exactly opposite of what we do. We feed the Supreme Lord first and then we partake whatever is remaining. And the second shloka says, the Supreme Lord appearing like a human being to perform his pastimes imitated the ways of human life. He enjoyed pleasing his cows, cowherd boyfriends, cowherd girlfriends. And in Krishna consciousness, we hear that we are supposed to please the Lord. And here, in these verses, we see exactly something is described which is opposite, like a paradox, which opposite to Vidhi Bhakti. Once one person was giving class on 10th canto. That's why 10th canto is very difficult to understand. Normally when they do this Bhagavad Sapta and all, they choose the 10th canto. So at the end of 7 days, he asked the audience that, can anyone tell me what is difference between truth and illusion? Because in spirituality, this is something which you should know. So he thought that after that 7 days he is giving lectures, by now people must have realized this. He was speaking on the 10th canto. And then one of the person in the audience, he got up and he says that you are giving the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto class, that is truth. And you are feeling that we are understanding, that is illusion. That is such a difficult topic to understand. And in general, devotional service, when we speak about, for an ordinary person, it is very difficult to conceive what is devotional service. Once in a house, a wife was complaining to her husband that You are spending too much on unnecessary items. You are wasting money, you are spending too much money. And the husband got irritated. Now, normally this is a very regular affair, that wife saying that you are not spending at right places, and because right places defined by wife are different and husband are different. So she says that you are wasting money, you are not spending properly. So the husband gets irritated. He said, show me one place where I have wasted money. And then she pointed at the fire extinguisher. She said, this expensive thing you have purchased and for last 2 years you have not used it. Now, this may appear that somebody has, for her, she was not able to, conceive and perceive that why this person has brought such an expensive thing, invested so much money in the fire extinguisher and not used for two. If it is not used for 2 years, it's a good news, actually. Krishna consciousness are investing time, money and resources in Krishna consciousness is something like buying a fire extinguisher, which a normal person who is not a devotee of the Lord may not understand that why we are investing so much. But that fire extinguisher, that value we understand when there is fire. When there is fire, then we understand the value of the fire extinguisher. And that fire we talk about is the miseries of this world. We say samsara davanal. So when there is davanal, the fire extinguisher is of use. Okay? And that's what the significance is of investing money in the fire extinguisher. So the wife was not able to understand why this person is, investing so much money in the fire extinguisher and not using it. Okay? Here in this two verses, Prabhupada, when he speaks about the verse, he gives the purport to Radha Madhav. I just felt like sharing this Prabhupada's translation and purport to Radha Madhav. Every day we sing Radha Madhav. And Prabhupada has given such a deep meaning to this bhajan of four lines. We say Radha Madhav. Prabhupada, when starts talking about, he says Radha Madhav, this word means Krishna is lover of Radharani. That is the meaning of Radha Madhav as per Srila Prabhupada. And then he says Kunja Bihari. Kunja Bihari means he is enjoying the company of gopis in the Vrindavan forest. And then instead of using the word Gopijana Vallabh, Srila Prabhupada says Vrajajana Vallabh. So he says it's not only Gopijan, it's Vrajajana Vallabh. It's very hope-giving. He says he's not only lover of Radharani, he is lover of the whole residents of Vrindavan. And whole residents of Vrindavan, they love Krishna. They don't know anyone but Krishna, and Krishna doesn't know anyone but them. And the beauty, Prabhupada says, is that they don't love Krishna because Krishna is God. They just love Krishna, whether Krishna is God or not God. And Prabhupada says, this is unconditional love. They are not harassed by idea that whether Krishna is God, then I will love him. He is not God, then I will not love him. And they think that Krishna may be some demigod. And in that purport, again Prabhupada comes into preaching mood, and Prabhupada says that demigod normally is powerful and people feel that Krishna also may be a demigod. And after this, the next word, Gopijana Vallabha, Girivaradhari. So why these two words have come one after other? So Prabhupada says, because they love Krishna, Krishna also loves them. And because he loves them, he protects them by lifting the hill. And that is, this Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari, is these two words coming in continuation, is reciprocation of love of the Vrajvasis who say that we love Krishna. And Krishna reciprocates with them by saying that, yes, I lift the Govardhan hill. Further, Prabhupada says that Krishna's only business is to protect the Gopijan. Only business. And he makes such a profound statement. He says our Krishna consciousness movement is all about how we can become one of these gopijans, so that Krishna will protect us by lifting the hill. And then he describes how Krishna is Yashoda Nandan, how his devotee becomes his father just because Krishna wants to be chastised. And there, in the Yamuna Tira, he talks about these two verses, what is given here. By Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Prabhupada says that he is going to Yamuna just to please the birds, beasts, calves, cowherd boys and everyone. So again, this same thing comes here. When I read this verse for the first time, Bhagavan Api Govindas, and the translation saying that Krishna fed the cowherd boys with four varieties of food. You know, for me it like appeared like something like a mission statement or of Govinda's restaurant where all four types of food are available. Like ISKCON has a mission and vision statement. The vision statement of ISKCON is that Prithvi ite ache nagar adi gram. That is what we, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has dreamt about. And the mission is Jare dekhe tare kaha Krishna obdesh. When will that happen? When we preach to everyone. Now here, we talk about Krishna's trying to please, but as a part of our Vidhi Bhakti, we should always try to meditate upon how I should please Krishna. And the various varieties by which we please Krishna, and the first of them is chanting. Now, everyone has to, you know, again and again ask himself or herself, why I am chanting? You know, chanting has to be for the pleasure of Krishna. If we examine now, peep into our hearts and ask ourselves, why I am chanting? Most of the times we get answers like, because I want to go back to Godhead. Or the other answer that may come, that because material world is miserable, because I have taken vows. Of course, that we maintaining the vows itself is pleasing to Krishna. Sometimes after kirtan we see many times devotees saying that I enjoyed the kirtan, or in Hindi we say bahut maza aaya, kirtan mein dhama laga. But then again we have to, you know, re-examine and peep into our heart and ask that, were we chanting while japa or during the kirtan for the pleasure of Krishna? Of course, Srila Prabhupada says that when he describes the story of Ajamil, I came across a very nice thing where Prabhupada was talking about Ajamil, and he says that Ajamil, when he said Narayan, he was not knowing that he is chanting Narayan's name, Lord Narayan's name. He thought that he was chanting the name of his son. But still he got the help and he was benefited. And then Prabhupada, suddenly from there, he jumps to his Western disciples. He says, my Western disciples, they don't know who is Krishna. In the dictionary it is written Krishna, the meaning is some Hindu god. But like Ajamil, he didn't know what is Narayan. He just chanted his son's name. So even if these disciples keep on chanting, they will go back to Godhead like Ajamil went. And even while talking about this famous Bengali proverb, Suchi hoy, Muchi hoy, all of you must have heard that, Yadi Krishna Bhaje, Prabhupada's very favorite Bengali proverb, which says that Suchi hai, Muchi hai, agar if somebody is a cobbler, Suchi hoy, he becomes a Brahmana. Yadi Krishna Bhaje, if he is chanting Krishna's name. And Suchi hai, if somebody is a Brahmana, Muchi hoy, he will become a cobbler. Yadi Krishna Tyaje, if he gives up Krishna. I was always thinking that why this Bengali proverb is about cobbler and why Prabhupada is talking. And yesterday I was listening once Prabhupada's class, and Prabhupada says, why cobbler is in this proverb? Because cobbler deals with skin. Cobbler deals with skin. He says this is cow skin, this is deer skin, this is tiger skin, this is goat skin. And because he is dealing with skin, he is always discriminating. So that is cobbler mentality. Discriminating and on the basis of skin, that he is white, he is black, he is dark, he is of this caste, he is Indian, he is American. So that is cobbler mentality. But then such a mentality person can turn into a brahmana yadi Krishna bhaje. So that chanting has to be there, has to be done for pleasure of Krishna. Next is by hearing, which all of you are doing. It is so difficult to hear, you know. If anybody tries to talk, it's easy to talk, but most difficult thing is to hear. You tell anybody, right from childhood, you see parents and everyone, they are just telling one thing to the children, that listen, 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 again and again. Wife is telling to the husband, listen, 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 again and again we, you know, hear this word, listen, listen, and nobody is listening, nobody is ready to listen basically. Once one boy was sitting, having dinner with his father, and he said, "Father, I want to tell you something." Father said, "No, no speaking." He said, "Listen." He said, "No speaking." Especially for a father to listen from his son or daughter is so difficult, you know. So he said, "Listen." He said, after the meal, we'll talk." And the meal is over, and then he comes, father comes to him and says, "What you are telling?" He said, "That's what I was telling. There was cockroach in your food, you know. You are not ready to listen." So timely, we have to listen at right time. That is also very important. In general, tendency is not to listen. When I went for a seminar on skills, listening skills, they gave an example of a typical scenario in Indian family where husband is reading newspaper, wife is making her khana. And then, that is the only time where she can talk with the husband in our Indian scenario. And then he goes to office and comes back late. And then she's talking. And then she says, "Are you listening? Are you listening?" Because he is reading newspaper. Because nobody likes to listen. And then typically that husband, you know, keeps away the newspaper and says, "I am listening. I can tell you. You said point number one first, then point number two. I can repeat all the points." But that is not listening. You know, many times people want us to listen and not give solutions. We have tendency to give solutions. Somebody comes and tells us their problems, we immediately come out with solution. We say, no, you do like this. Many times people don't want solutions. Just listen to my problems. And after listening, they feel so nice. That is one reason in today's medical world, patients are not satisfied, because doctors are not ready to listen. You also must have experience. You go to the doctor and you start telling him, and he says, okay, I got it. There are many doctors who patient enters, they start writing the prescription. And patient says, "At least listen." No, I don't want to listen. I know you have a cold cough, the way you are this. You just take these tablets. No. Another way to please the Lord is by service, by devotional service. Now, devotional service is a word which I heard for the first time in ISKCON. We never heard service, this word. Service, only thing I knew of service is government service. That you have to grow up and become a government servant. I told previously one story of these two government servants who go to a farm, not a farm, in a park. And one person is sitting in the park and observing them. In the morning half, one person digs a big hole. And then they have lunch break. Government servants' lunch break, you know. Then they go and they sit for lunch. They are shut down for the whole world. And after that, post lunch, this first fellow rests, and the second fellow who was resting in the first half, he, you know, puts back again all the earth and makes that surface again even. And 4:30, both of them with a smile on their face are going back. So this person sitting in the parks calls them that, "What did you do?" He said, "We did our job. We are government servants. We did our job." I said, "What job?" He said, "See, there was a third person who was supposed to plant a tree here. Now, he didn't come, so that's not our fault." Okay, we did our job. So that in Marathi we use the word pata takne. We say pata takne. Devotional service is not pata takne. Most of the times that tendency of pata takne comes in our chanting. Ho gaya mera sola mala. You know, that we just take those 16 beads down and say, okay, we are done with our chanting. That time we should remember that we are doing like that government servant. Once one government servant was cleaning his office and suddenly he found one old lamp and he rubbed it and a genie came out. Genie said, just ask for 3 boons, I can fulfill it. That he said, just take me to a very nice place. Give me nice clothes. I said, now what is your third wish? He said, just do something where I don't have to work and I get nice salary. Again, genie put him back in his government seat. Because they don't want to work. I'll not go into details of this because I work in a government setup, so... Opposite to this, I'll tell you, in Japan, in the park, the female who works in the park, for cleaning the park, she cleans the park in the morning and throughout the day, he or she sits in the corner of the park. And whenever they see any leaf falling, they go pick up the leaf and put it in the dustbin. Can you imagine the work culture, the dedication to their nation? Sometimes when I come to the temple, at 4:30 in the morning, I see some BMC jhadu walas doing jhadu. So I got so thrilled, 4:30 in the morning. Then I checked because I am a municipal employee, so I checked that 4:30 in the morning, how people work. Then I realized that actual working of municipal corporation starts at 6:30 only, 6:30 or 7 max. These people get up at 4 to 6, they clean the area where they are supposed to clean, then they mark their attendance and then they go for other job. So if any time if you see a BMC worker cleaning at 4:35, don't feel that it's anything glorious. So this is how people do. I'll tell you one story of a Japanese taxi wala. This person, and this is a true story which happened with my aunt's grandfather. He's like a grandfather to us. And he was in Japan and he went from one place to another and the bill was 7 yen. So he said, every day I'm traveling between these two places and the bill is 5. 5 yen. How it is 7 today? He said, actually what happens is you are traveling on weekdays, but Sundays the roads are under repair. So therefore I had to take you via a long cut. And that is how I had to charge you 2 yens more. But what you do is, you take these 2 yens back. And I'll take only 5 yens from you. But when you go back to your country, don't speak ill about my country. Just imagine the dedication people have for their country. Today is our Independence Day, so I thought I should tell one story. People are just talking about independent India and all, but nobody is loving the ethics and the values and the religion and culture of our country. And there are countries where there is no culture, but still people are loving those countries. Devotional service, I said, should not be like a government servant. One should stretch himself or herself fullest. That is how devotional service has to be done. That is what Srila Prabhupada did. Stretched himself to the fullest limit. I will tell you a small story which happened on a battlefield, where one soldier went ahead and kind of got hurt, bullets, and he was lying down. His body was lying somewhere between the two enemy camps and the firing was going on from both sides. His name was Ram. His friend Shyam was at the other end, and he said to the lieutenant that I think he is alive. I'll try to get him back and we'll take him. And the lieutenant said, no, for years together I am fighting and I know that looking at his body that he is dead. So you don't even attempt to get it because you will get hurt in between. He said, no, I'll go. Ultimately he goes and gets him back and finds that he is dead. And the lieutenant then, you know, says that, see, you got hurt on your hands and leg, he gets hurt. The Shyam gets hurt on with bullets. He said, I told you that he is dead and now you have come, got his dead body back. You didn't listen to me and in that whole process you got some few bullets on your hands. He said, sir, when I went there, he said, Shyam, I was knowing that you will come. And after that he closed his eyes. So he was alive to that point. And then he died. He said, that is okay. That for me, I stretched myself to my fullest and I got him back. But I could please him before he could leave his body. Devotional service is like stretching ourselves to fullest. We see Prabhupada, Prabhupada's disciples. They just don't, you know, work in their shell. They are full. Prabhupada slept only for 1.5 hours. Another way we can please Krishna is by avoiding fault finding. You know, the example of fault finding which I can give is our traffic police. Actually, he is appointed for regulating the traffic. That is his job. His job profile is, he has to see that traffic moves properly. But the world is such, the Maya Devi is such, that ultimately he ends up becoming a fault finder. His concentration is not on how the traffic is regulated and people reach home properly. No, that is not the goal of his life now. His goal of life is fault finding. Once like this, and it's so difficult in the city of Bombay, which is so congested with 350 vehicles coming on the road every day, new vehicles. Just imagine. If we have to take a left turn and we are already here and somehow we manage to go, but we are in the middle lane and we take a left turn, then he'll say, okay, you did lane cutting and all such things. Fault finding. I just call them fault finders. Once one police fellow was standing and he saw two old men driving on a bike. So he thought that here is a chance to earn. So he stopped. He firstly saw their speed. Speed was normal. So he stopped them and he started asking them, show me your license. He thought that license must have expired. Now they are old people, where they will go and renew the license? Once one old person went to the 90-year-old person went to a shop and he purchased, she started fighting with the shopkeeper. He said, you have told me that this product, this is spoiled. You have told me lifetime warranty. The shopkeeper said, yeah, but I thought that, you know, I never thought that this, the warranty was always 6 months, but I was not sure about you. So, you know, I said, lifetime, but now after 6 months you have come, I'll replace the product. So this police fellow thought that, okay, maybe their license must have expired. So he says, license is there. He says, gaadi ka kagaj, that is there. Insurance is there. Everything is, no scope of fault finding. Then before leaving them, he said, don't you feel it is risky to drive at this age? Both of them said, no, don't worry. God is there with us. He said, yeah, that's where you are. I'll fine you for triple seat, you know. God is there with you, so you are triple seat. Another tendency which we have is to blame others. Tendency to blame others. Anything happens in our life, we never feel that this has happened in my life because of me, because of him. Even if our sleep is disturbed in the morning, we point at somebody, it is because of him. See, sometimes when we are blessed with a good sleep, even if people are dancing around us, we can still sleep. But if we are destined to get disturbed, we will get disturbed. So, but immediately anything happens in our life, we immediately blame. This happened because of this. This happened because of this. three people working in an office. They opened their tiffin on 29th of the month. And they were so pissed to see that it was the same sabji. And three of them from date 1 of the month till 29th, they were getting the same vegetable. And they were discussing every day their frustration. By the time it was 29th day, they decided tomorrow is 30th. If our wives give the same vegetable, we'll commit suicide. Jump from the office window. On 30th, first fellow opens the tiffin, sees the same karela sabji, jumps. Second sees the bhindi sabji, jumps. Third one sees the sabji, same sabji, jumps. And then on the 13th day, you know, the wives, three wives, they were in the crematorium and doing that 13th day ceremony, they were discussing. First fellow of the first fellow's wife, she said, if I would have been knowing that he's so bugged with karela, I would have given bhopla or something. Second also said, if I would have been knowing that he doesn't like bhendi and that, I could have given something else. Third fellow's wife, she is so confused. She said, this is the reason I am so confused. She said, why are you confused? I am confused because he used to cook his own food. And still he jumped. Now, all of you are laughing on this, but I'll tell you, we are cooking our own karma. Actually, and blaming others, people are ready to commit suicides and blaming others that my miseries are because of him, my miseries are because of her. But we have already cooked our own karma and we cannot blame it on others. Jiva Goswami, when he talks about this blame game, he says that nobody is bad in this world. It was such a profound statement. He says, nobody is bad in this world. My karmas are so bad that they are forcing these good people to behave in a bad way with me. So he says, nobody is bad. Nobody is bad. Even that person who is behaving in a bad way with me is also good. But my karmas are so bad that they are forcing him to behave in a bad way with me. Another way by which we can please the Lord is by keeping our vows. This concept of vows actually exists only in Krishna consciousness. Outside world, people take their New Year resolution. Once one boy was asking his father that, what is honesty, what is wisdom? Father said, honesty means you should keep your word. Whenever you give your word, whenever you take a vow, you should stay by it. And he said, what is wisdom? He says, wisdom is you don't take such vows. This is the position of karmis. They come to the temple and you tell them, if you know, suddenly on the day one, if somebody tells them that this vows and all, people are saying. So we should not speak about these vows and all initially, because once we should induce everyone to chant, and once people start chanting, automatically they get strength to follow the vows. Many times while preaching, we tend to talk about the four regulative principles first. No. Unless one is chanting and convinced about devotional life, we should not speak about this principle. Let them chant first. Let them take the shelter of the holy name first. That's what Prabhupada did. Standing below the tree in the Tompkins Square Park, Prabhupada didn't speak about the four regulative principles. Prabhupada just chanted the holy name. And when that holy name was purely chanted, and when they started loving the holy name, then Prabhupada started speaking about regulations. When I was reading this translation where Krishna fed the cowherd boys and then he ate, I was thinking that this pastime is a special pastime of Krishna, the original personality of God, who has 64 qualities, four qualities more than the other avatars. Because in no other avatar we see that the Lord is feeding his devotees. So only the original personalities like Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, we see this. And other story where Lord fed his devotee is that of Sudama. And before this Sudama pastimes take place, Parikshit and Sukhdev Goswami, they are speaking with each other, and I found very nice statements in that conversation. Where Parikshit Maharaj, he is speaking, he says the function of the head is to bow down. And then he defines who is a first class person, who is a second class person, and who is a third class person. And in that he says, one who sees Krishna only in the spiritual master, he is third class. I was shocked to read this statement. And then he says that one who sees Krishna in the Vaishnavas, he is second class. And then he says that one who sees Krishna in the heart of all living beings and considers the body of all the living creatures as temple, he is first class. Because what is the reason he says the person who sees Krishna only in the spiritual master is third class? Because the tendency of such a person is that I will only respect my spiritual master. I will not respect anyone else. Better than him, he says that I respect spiritual master and I respect all the Vaishnavas. But best is the person who respects everyone. And then he ends by saying that mind can be peaceful if only he can think about, a person can think about Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. And then Sukhdev Goswami starts telling the story of Sudama. Now in our childhood we have heard the story of Sudama, and what we have heard is Sudama was a poor person, you know, the way the story was told to us, ki uske ghar mein khane ko kuch nahi tha, this and that. The story in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in the Krishna book starts with a statement, Sudama was the most peaceful person. Just see the paradox. What we hear in our childhood, and all, a poor person doesn't have anything to eat, he must be a distressed person. But Sukhdev Goswami starts the story with a statement that Sudama was peaceful because he had achieved control over his senses. Sudama was a Brahmin, and all of us know this shloka that Janmana Jayate Shudra, that everybody is Shudra by birth. Samskara Dvija Uchyate, by samskaras we become Dvija. Veda Pati Bhaved Vipra, by doing the Pathan of the Vedas we become Vipra. Brahma Janati Brahmana, and one who understands the Supreme Brahman is a Brahmana. So actually we say, most of us, that we are Brahmanas, but actually we are somewhere at a stage of Dvija. Most of us, like me, who have been just initiated, second initiated, are still at the stage of Dvija. Just the samskar of the Brahmin initiation has taken place. Some are at a higher level, they have done the Veda part, so Veda Pati Bhaved Vipra. But actually when we say the word Brahmana, it is Brahma Janati Brahmana. It's very rare to find a Brahmana. Srila Prabhupada talks about Sudama, and he says detachment means complete control over the senses. And while describing Sudama and his wife, the Krishna book, it is said that he and his wife were very thin. She trembled due to weak health. Now in this material world, if anybody reaches this position, people commit suicide. We had one big travels shop right here near the temple, near Opera House, where that travels was doing so well. I used to always look at that shop whenever I used to catch a bus. And then one day it was shut down because of the loans and the bank taking charge. And that person was so distressed, he jumped from the ceiling down. He stopped his car and jumped from the ceiling. Because people cannot tolerate poverty. Sudama, because he was devotee of Krishna, he was peaceful in such a circumstance. I'll tell you a story of a person who was about to commit suicide. So he selected one point on a hill that from here I'm going to jump down. And then at the corner was sitting one devotee beggar. In Vrindavan and all we see this devotee beggar, so you know, keep on chanting. And now he was like a Babaji sitting almost without clothes. And this fellow, because you know, it's very difficult to go to a point and jump. So what he was doing is he was standing little far away from the point and kind of saying, on your march, get set, go, you know, something like that. So he took his position, and this Babaji, he was looking, he realized what he's going to do. So this beggar, he called him, he said, wait one second, now you are jumping down. He said, yes. He said, you have a wallet? He said, yeah. See, now that you are jumping down, you don't need a wallet, right? So why don't you give it to me? He gives the wallet. Again he takes his position, on your march. So again he calls him. Says, you are sure you are jumping? He said, yeah, I am jumping. She said, I saw you coming on that bike. Now you are going down, why do you need a bike? He said, yeah. So hands over the bike. Then again he gets his position, on your march. He calls him again. He said, come here. He said, why you are disturbing? I said, no, I just inquiring. You have a house? He said, yeah. He said, see, now you are jumping down, you don't need a house. So he hands over the house keys. Again he takes a position, again he four times, he said, I am following you, final. Again I will not disturb you. You can jump after this. He said, what is this? He said, see, now you are jumping down, you don't need your clothes, right? You just remove your clothes, on your inner clothing, so you can jump. And then this fellow, okay, he said, he was also getting convinced that I don't need my clothes. And then when he was removing his clothes and handing over to this Babaji, he realized that this fellow, he doesn't have a wallet, he doesn't have money, he doesn't have a house, he doesn't have clothes, he doesn't have a bike, and still he is happily sitting here. And I have so many things. So while handing over the clothes, he realizes that, then he takes his hand back, wears his clothes, said, can you give back the bike key and my wallet? And he goes back. So people, for some silly reason, some girlfriend saying no, or some losing some job, or some, you know, kind of loss in business, people commit suicide. And here are people who are happily living. Once again, one man had decided to commit suicide, and he went below a bridge. No, because I take these sessions for students on not committing suicide. For almost last 12, 13 years in our hostel, there has not been a suicide. So I have told the students strictly that whoever breaks my record will be thrown out of the hostel. So, so one man was, you know, he decided to jump from a bridge. So he goes in the evening. Evening time, below the bridge, there is no one. And there, when he's about to jump, he sees a man dancing below. Dancing, rolling on the ground, dancing, rolling on the ground. So he waits for, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, then he's also fried. So he goes back. He said, next day. Next day he comes again in the same time. That my man is dancing there. Third day again. Fourth day he comes down and he says, why are you dancing here every day and rolling on the ground? Then he said, look at me carefully, I don't have hands. And what has happened is, I have got a skin disease where I get lot of scratching on my back. And I have nobody in my life. So I roll here to scratch my back. You feel I am dancing, but actually that is not the fact. And then he looks at a person who has nobody in his life, and just to scratch his back, this fellow dances for 2 hours. Then he realizes that I'm very happy. So when we look at others, we realize that we are in a better position. Now Sudama's condition was horrible, but still there is no reference where, you know, any devotee who has tried to commit suicide. Of course, some of our Goswamis, because they were feeling so bad that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is embracing their body, they had. There, it is said in one of the Subhashirs that Chinta Samanasti Sharira Soshanam. This Chinta is like a Sharira Soshanam. The whole shloka goes like this: Mata Samanasti Sharira Poshanam. Like mother, there is no other nourishment, mother's milk and food cooked by mother. Vidya Samanasti Sharira Bhushanam. The knowledge, there is no other Bhushan like it. Puja Shamanasti Sharira Toshanam. The puja, what we do, devotional service, that gives Toshanam, Santosh. And Chinta Samanasti Sharira Shoshanam. Shoshan is sucking. It sucks. When we talk about suicide, the word actually suicide says Atmahatya. If we see, people in this world grossly may not be committing suicide, but on a subtle level this suicide tendency is there. Like for example, drinking alcohol. They drink one day and nothing happens. Sense gratification is also like this. We do it once. We break our vows once. Nothing will happen the another day. So people drink alcohol and people say that if we drink alcohol, the liver is spoiled, but next day nothing happens. But slowly that liver gets damaged, and at one point the damage becomes irreversible. Damage just becomes irreversible. By sense gratification, slowly our devotion gets affected. And then at one point we reach an irreversible stage of fall down from where nobody can save us. So we should never think that I did sense gratification, I did indulge in sense gratification and nothing has happened, so Krishna has sanctioned it. No. It will not work like this. Something like eating fast food. People are eating fast food. The half of the world is eating fast food outside. And in that whole process they are killing themselves by eating so much of fried food, so much of maida. That is also suicide. A person eating a big burger is also suicidal, because he is going to end up in getting a heart attack. He knows that, but still he is damaging his body. But the culture has become so bad. There was one Marathi poet who has written a very nice poem titled Visarlo Ahe. He says, I have forgotten. And there in his about fast food, he says, Ya fast food cha chakra madhe sukhachi dhekar visarlo ahe. You know, I have forgotten that how I used to eat previously and nicely, but you know, give this dhakar. You know, people used to eat previously and give this. So after fast food now that doesn't happen. Only dhakar that comes is khatte dhakar after. And then he says, office cha AC mule jhada khalcha garva visarlo hai. When I was reading that, I was just remembering the days where I used to go and study under trees, and jhada khalcha garva is the nice cooling breeze which we get below a tree. Just remember, when was the last time when we sat below a tree and experienced that? He says, gharamadhe TV aalyapasun bolaycha visarlo hai. I have forgotten how to speak. Ani daramadhe gaadi aalyapasun chalaycha visarlo hai. I have forgotten how to walk, because whenever I have to go anywhere, I take my car and go. I have forgotten how to walk. For us devotees, the suicide can be at the suicidal things for our devotional services: Nam Aparat, Vaishnava Aparat, Dham Aparat. So whenever we are doing this, again we should remember that we may do a Vaishnava Aparat today and we may think that nothing has happened. Next day, it's not that immediately anything happens. Like for example, myself, I'll give you an example in my life. At some point, I just stopped drinking milk. Maybe 10 years back. Nothing happened to me for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. I was very comfortable. So that effect never comes. Prabhupada, devotees used to tell me that Prabhupada has said that one should drink milk. Prabhupada has said, and I used to feel okay. And then one day, as after my bath, I just put my hand like this and 25-30 hair came out. Then ultimately I had to go to a consultant. And then there was cracking inside my mouth, and then they diagnosed that my vitamin B12 levels had gone to such a low level that now every day I am going to KM and getting an injection of that. And now I started drinking our Pathmeda milk. But thing is, in one day I never got an effect after 5-6 years. And it has become so severe, so bad, that I have ended up in having injections every day. So Vaishnava aparad, dham aparad, naam aparad, every day we may be committing and we may be thinking, actually I am doing it and nothing is happening. But no. It's not that nothing is happening. The damage is very slow. Very slow. And one day, it will end up, we will end up in a very big damage. So I didn't start only the story of Sudama, but then I'll end my class here, because it's already 9:20. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai.